He wanted to paint as he saw things, and that's what makes him such a great artist. He was a master, too, at creating emotions in his paintings, depicting joy and sorrow equally. Hi, this is Anita from 5 Minutes with Art. Today I want to talk about, why is Vincent van Gogh so famous? And why? How did he become such a famous painter? You know, a lot of people wonder, you know, because Vincent van Gogh himself only sold 2 paintings in his lifetime. You know, most people say it's 1, but actually it should be 2, because we know that he sold 1 painting. And then we also found some evidence where his brother Theo had talked about sending one of his self-portraits to London. So we know he sold at least 2, but whatever it is, we know he didn't sell many paintings in his lifetime. So he would not have been considered a very successful artist during his lifetime. He did not start to paint until he was 27 years old. In fact, before this time, there's no evidence that he would ever become a great painter as he's known to be today. So why did Vincent van Gogh, why is he considered today to be such a great, you know, painter? What is it that makes him that everybody sort of knows his name, that everybody knows who he is? So what is it that makes him such a famous painter? Well, here are some of my reasons why. First of all, is that Van Gogh's work has been praised because for its bold, vivid colors and uncompromising style. You know, he didn't go with what he thought were the trends of the day. He could have become an impressionist painter if he wanted to. He could have done more commercial work. He could have sold more paintings if that's what he wanted to do. Certainly he had the talent for it, but he didn't want to do it. He wanted to paint as he saw things, and that's what makes him such a great artist. He was a master, too, at creating emotions in his paintings, depicting joy and sorrow equally. There's a real sense of honesty, too, in his paintings. Like the fact that he would paint a picture of himself with, you know, where he cut off his ear with the bandage on his ear. There's a real sense of honesty to that painting. It's kind of like he wasn't afraid to paint himself, even at the lowest point in his life. He could still paint a picture of himself with his ear cut off and a bandage on his ear, and wasn't afraid or ashamed to do so. He worked mainly in oil paints, but also explored new methods such as watercolors and etching. His paintings often feature themes of nature with simple yet powerful images. You know, things like wheat fields or the stars, like in Starry Night, and the way he painted them and the way he saw them and the way he, you know, explored the techniques is just fascinating and amazing. He was a prolific artist, you know, whose art portfolio includes sketches, drawings, prints, and, you know, iconic paintings. You know, he wasn't lazy at all. I mean, Van Gogh, even despite for all the suffering he was doing, for all of his mental illness, for all the other things he was going through, he was a very, very hard worker. And he painted a lot of paintings, even when he wasn't feeling well. He didn't paint to earn money, you know, but he painted with genuine passion and the feeling for the art. You know, when you look at all these reasons, I could see why Van Gogh is such a famous painting. He is actually one of my favorite painters ever that has ever lived. And I love his paintings because I love the choice of colors he used. You know, he wasn't afraid to experiment. For example, his painting of the irises. And if you don't know which one it is, the painting that sort of has the blue flowers with the yellow vase and the yellow background. And he painted that as a complete study in color. I want to see, how does the color look? How does it look if I paint the flowers with the blue and the yellow, and if I make the vase also be yellow, how is it going to look? How is it going to work out? And that today is one of his most famous paintings. You know, so he had this great innate ability to be able to paint things as he saw them and to really, you know, paint with the passion of what he had. What's interesting, what I find really interesting, is he didn't start out to become an artist. In fact, he tried to do a lot of different things, tried to become a schoolmaster, became an art dealer, tried to become a preacher. He failed at all of them. And many would have probably said during his lifetime, he failed as an artist too, and wouldn't realize that today he is probably one of the most well-known artists who's ever lived. It was his brother Theo who actually encouraged him to become an artist and said, why don't you become an artist? And it was his younger brother Theo who supported him, helped him become an artist. And it was actually Theo's wife, Jo, who ensure that he is as famous as he is today because she protected his paintings and his legacy and helped it so we could all know about Vincent van Gogh today. If you'd like to be able to read more about that, you can read more about our blog post, Why Vincent van Gogh is Such a Famous Painter. And in that blog post, you can see a list of other blog posts that we've done on him that explain more about Vincent van Gogh and his life. But he truly is an artist that deserves to be as famous as he is today. This is Anita from 5 Minutes with Art. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast and that you'll be part of our community and join with us and learn a little bit about art each week so that you can understand about this great world that we know as art. Thank you to our team, especially Rico, for helping put this together. And thank you to all of you for being our listener and being part of our community. We appreciate you.